baskets will be at the back of the sanctuary. So as you're leaving, if you're not complete and you want to do it as you're leaving, you can do that too. So let's take a breath. Releasing what's holding us back creates a spaciousness for something new to come forth. And so the White Stone Ceremony is the way that we sort of look at what's next, what's the new theme that may be happening in our lives. And it's taken from scripture, from Revelations 2. To him or her that overcomes, will I give a white stone, and in the stone a new name written. Metaphysically, when a biblical character received a new name, it was because they had overcome something. They had changed and transformed. And we become so much more when we walk through adversity, when we overcome obstacles. Has anyone felt this year that they have overcome obstacles or walked through some adversity? So a new name, when we say a new name, it can mean a new quality, a new theme, a guiding word of some kind. It can be a couple of words, like inspired and unstoppable, whatever. Whatever emerges for you will be the right thing. And so this word represents something that you're ready to develop and express throughout the coming year. Now, why a white stone? Well, during the time of the Roman Empire, when prisoners were released from prison, they were given a white stone to show that they were free. And it was a symbol of a fresh start, a clean slate. When you had your white stone, you had permission to leave your past stories behind you and begin again. So are you ready to leave your past stories behind and begin again? So what is longing to come forth in your life? What is longing to come forth? It's already within you. It's already there. You're carrying it with you right now, in your own heart, in the core of your being. So we don't have to look outside of ourselves to find it. We just have to, again, get still, listen, and follow the guidance that we receive. So we'll begin once more with a brief meditation where you'll be invited to allow your heart to give you a new name or quality or theme or guiding word for the new year. Dr. Gary will lead us through it, and then we'll take time in the silence so that you can really listen.
So everybody have a white tile? It's your white stone. And you can just place it in your hands as we begin to give it your energy. Because something's going to happen soon, and you're going to become aware of a possibility that's going to be exciting, and so you're going to want to put it into stone, the possibility. And so I invite you just simply to get comfortable again, and as you hold your stone in your hand, feel it as a symbol of freedom and new life. See it as a symbol of who you've come here to be. And as you do, feel the stillness as you become present. It is in the stillness, as we focus within, that allows spirit to bring forth inspiration and guidance. As we center our attention on our heart space, we activate the dimension of ourself that is connected to the field of infinite possibilities. And so we connect up to that field as well as to the intent to find for ourselves the inspiration that can carry us into the experience of greater abundance and wholeness and fulfillment. And so let your white stone remind you that you have a gift of choice, the gift to live differently, the ability to reboot, to reset, to live a life more fulfilling, to begin again, to connect with spirit and to co-create a new life is a powerful opportunity. And so as you begin to reflect upon what possibility, what word, what idea, what goal, what is up, let it come easily without strain. Just welcome it. Let it find you. Let it rise up from within and let it be revealed. And so what word is seeking to poke through into your awareness? Is it a name? Is it a quality? A theme? A new way of being? A guiding principle? As whatever comes clear, write it down. Write it onto your stone. And so we'll take some time now and allow whatever to come forth. So as you feel inspired and guided, commit it to the stone. And so we open our hearts in gratitude to the one presence and one power at work in our lives. And as we align with that power, we are shown the way to achieve all that we desire. And so we give thanks for this opportunity that we've shared in together. And we release ourselves in the care and keeping of spirit and give thanks for that which draws us into the expression of who and what we've come here to be. And so it is.
Let's take another breath together. So if a name has not come to you, just spend the next few days listening. Spirit will guide. Trust in that. But we have come to our final ritual in this morning's service. So unless you go to school at Hogwarts, this change doesn't just happen magically. It takes some work. So in order to create a new neural pathway, we have to feel the change. We have to feel it. We have to be it, releasing anything in the way of it happening. And so the final piece for this is to write yourself a letter for 2019. And to do so, imagine with me that it is right now, December 31st, 2019, 1 year from now. And you're looking back on a fabulous year. You are writing your most trusted and loving friend, and you want to joyfully share with them all the miracles that 2019 held for you. So, standing there, look back to this moment right now and see that this was the moment when it all changed, when transformation was put into play. So look back on 2019. What happened in your life? What happened in your relationships? How have you expressed your reality? If your new name came forth, what happened this year as you expressed that theme or that quality? What have you learned? What adventures have you experienced? Think of your body, your health, new patterns of healthy living. What about your bank account? Have you gained freedom through economic security? So as you're doing this, call forth your deepest gratitude. We want to write this letter in gratitude. And, you know, it is life's great pleasure to give us the kingdom, but we have to claim it. So now is your time to claim it. Be bold. Make it exciting. With God, all things are possible. So don't hold back. Cast aside your fears, declare the truth, and trust in the wisdom of spirit to inspire and guide you. And write this letter with a sense of joyful gratitude. Marvel at what happened this year. See how you expressed your power to create. As you look back on 2019, notice something else, that you are not the same person who started this year. You're wiser, you're deeper, you're richer in experience. See all the ways that the universe conspired to bring you the highest and the best. And write about it joyfully, with deep appreciation. And when you've finished your letter, put it in the envelope and address it to yourself, seal it, and the ushers won't pick them up. We'll put them in the baskets on the way out. Now, be sure and write down your entire address clearly in case it needs to be mailed to you, not care of the universe, we don't want that. All right, and what will happen is that our prayer team will pray over these letters all year, and next, in 2019, Thanksgiving, we will give them out. And any that aren't picked up over those couple of weeks in November, we'll mail them out to you. So let's take some time in the silence and finish writing our letters. So if you are not complete with writing your letter, feel free to take it with you and spend time finishing it, and then bring it back sealed in a self-addressed envelope. We'll add it to the others. And we will hold this in prayer for you throughout the year, for all of us. And we can't wait to hear the wondrous stories as we each begin to really live our lives on purpose, spirit-led. Thomas Merton wrote, To be grateful is to recognize the love of God in everything. To be grateful, we begin to really recognize that Spirit is everywhere present, that lives within every person that crosses our path. Every situation, God is there. One presence, one power. So as we move into a place of deep gratitude and envision the gifts that Spirit is bringing into our lives this year, we begin to truly recognize that truth, that there's one presence, one power, one life. So may 2019 be the year that we sincerely begin to live this truth. God bless.
Wow. I didn't quite finish my letter, but the words that came to me were release and allow for 2019. So I feel like I'm ready. How about all of you?
Yes,
let's do this. Unity stands for peace in the presence of conflict, for love in the presence of hatred, for forgiveness in the presence of injury. Unity honors the many names for God, the many paths to God, for we know that there is only one power, one presence, one life. So whoever you are and wherever you are on your spiritual journey, you are welcome here. We would especially like to welcome anyone who is here for the first time. If this is your first time here and you feel comfortable raising your hands, please do so, and we have a packet that one of our ushers will give you. So is anyone here for the first time? So what you'll want to do is, if you feel comfortable, fill out the form on that packet to be added to our mailing list for our weekly e-news update and quarterly newsletter. And then if you are interested in, if you are interested in receiving those, please place that in the love offering bag as it comes around instead of feeling obligated to give a donation today. Also, after the service, you can take that packet to our barista stand and get a free beverage of your choice. And then you can also take it to our bookstore and get a CD of today's Sunday talk. If you have any questions about Unity, please feel free to seek out one of our visiting committee members. They are wearing yellow scarves. Let's see, I see a few yellow scarves. Yep, here we go. And they can answer any questions you might have. And then we also are starting to do more name tags. So if you would like to put a name tag on, we have those in the seat pocket in front of you so that when we do our welcome and greeting, we can know your name. Okay, so now it is time to welcome and greet each other with a handshake, a high five, a namaste, whatever you feel comfortable with, as we begin with our welcome song. So please stand.